what are we talking about today? It's a good fucking question. Good fucking question, because this week's episode of this show was just fucking ridiculous and slow and boring. And I just like, I guess we could start off by like talking about like the juice. Instead of the tea, it's the juice.
It's the juice. It's
Do you get it?
Because we're trying to squeeze everything out of it.
No, because what's her name from Michigan who is dating the 27-year-old fiance Ryan from Belize? That girl?
Uh-huh.
She's dating OJ. So it's the juice.
No, she's not.
Yeah, I sent you this picture last night. Remember when we were texting?
She's not.
I was like, did you see this? And you said, yes.
I did, but no, she's not.
But there's no confirmation that she's dating him, but you know.
She just found him in a club and took a picture because that's the shit she likes to do.
That's probably true. She posted
him that she'd give him a fucking watch too.
I was like, you're going to say a blowjob. And I was like, that sounds like her.
No, she would try and give him a watch or something.
Yeah.
Or a Swarovski and crystal glove.
What the hell is her name?
Stephanie.
And her 27-year-old fiance, Ryan.
I didn't know she was still doing stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, she posted this picture the other day on Instagram with OJ saying something about going to Palm Springs and that no, she doesn't look like her, meaning she didn't look like Nicole Brown Simpson. And I just thought that was the most tasteless.
So tasteless. Of course you don't look like her. You're alive.
Oh my God. You did not. Oh.
What?
Yeah,
could be just as classless. It's all right. It's all right.
Oh my God! So that's going on. The other big flurry kerfluffle that happened was the Mike and Jimena. We saw on the show that Mike and Jimena get engaged, and then we saw on this week's episode, we saw Mike go back to Columbia and her being all sketch. Well, we know why she's being sketch now, because she accidentally posted and then deleted immediately a TikTok story thing of all of these pictures, these screenshots of this dude. That was definitely not Mike.
How do you accidentally do that?
Yeah, well. Just like when what's her name accidentally posted the live video of what's his Oops. Name Ding Dong. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
The original penis cake. she posts this TikTok video, which is like a bunch of screenshots of this new dude, and they look like screenshots of like FaceTime conversations and things like that, and some pictures of just him, and it had these little hearts, and it was like something about your smile, and I fell in love with your smile, and all very right. Clearly
it's romantic. In Spanish and I don't know it, but it's like
it was very clearly romantic, and that all came out just over the last week. And then she posted something else last night too. I think like right after the show aired on the East Coast time, somebody mm-hmm. sent it to me, and it was another very similar type of video. Except I think in some of those pictures, she was actually with him in person, not just like screenshots of FaceTime or something. Of course everyone's like, you know, poor Mike, you know, she's just a scammer, bullshit, da 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 da, and nobody likes her anymore. If, to the extent that people liked her because they really wanted it to work out for Mike, which I'm in that camp, I felt like she had genuine affection for him, and I think that like maybe she did, but it wasn't
might have, and then yeah. Like, you know,
and she's asking for all, you know, the boobs and this and that and the other thing, and you know, Mike's like no. And then, we had the pictures, the sighting of him filming in New York, Rockland County,
right?
Just the other night.
So it's safe to say they're probably broken up.
Yeah, I'm going to go with that.
Yeah, are you sure? What? No group sex.
Oh, God. It's you.
What? Come on. Like, you know how people have those, the crime boards? I like all minds. And in the center, there's just this group sex.
I know. That always leads to group sex.
People are just like, why are you obsessed with that? I'm like, I'm telling you, man. Like, one of these 90 Day Fiancé spoilers or something like that is going to come out that, like, they've been in some raunchy swingers party and I'm there for it. That's a new season. 90 Day Swinger.
Oh my God. Yes. Oh my God. I would watch the shit out of that for some reason.
Because you're as fucking depraved as I am. That's why. I sound all nasally too. I'm so sorry, you guys. I'm getting over, like, you know, the kids, they don't just bring home homework. They also bring home various types of viruses.
The little petri dishes that they are. Yeah.
Little petri dish, yes.
And your kid's still at that age where he's going to be bringing that shit home. Mine,
I know,
aged out of that. But
which is crazy because, like, and not to get into a discussion, because he wears a mask to school, all the kids do. Mm-hmm. But I think we forget that there's other, like, I don't know, viruses out there that we dealt with before.
Right.
And so I'm like, I'm sick. I'm like, ew. Ew, I don't,
because we haven't been sick in like 2 years. Ew,
what is this? Why don't I feel good? Gross.
And then just, I'm just normal, like, germs.
I now have like the woman flu because I'm just like, I'm not really that sick, but I'm just like, I can't move. I can't cook any water.
Oh, you came down with the man flu.
And I want to be waited on. Where's my breakfast? Aww. No. But it's also, yeah. I caught myself watching with the Twitch friend, watching clips of 90 Day Fiancé. And I have to say, I wish I wasn't so jaded and bored with this season, because seeing their reaction to all the couples, they're just like, holy shit, this is a show. I'm like, oh, but wait, there's more. There's more. I'm like, watch this one. And they never seen the one where, like, Danielle's like, I want my sex. They've never seen that. And I'm like, oh, this is a fucking treat. Like, come. Let me show you everything.
Oh, yay.
Let me corrupt the new generation.
Right. But, oh, that must have been such a treat, is to watch their reaction.
It really is, to see, like, it's like, you know, when kids still believe in the tooth fairy and Santa, because he is still real.
He is real.
He's real.
Right.
You just see them like happy when they find that $5 bill under their pillow. You're like, isn't this
$5?
Five whole fucking.
What kind of tooth? How rich is the damn tooth fairy out there in Arizona?
Inflation.
God damn.
It's $5 now. How else is he going to buy his gems for his fucking gacha game?
Oh, Jesus. You make the rest of the parents look bad.
Anyways, I know. When he gets older, he's like, a molar is worth $25, Mom. The fuck?
Like, yeah, because that's all the tooth fairy had on them when they came to deliver.
I'd be like, I spent it on the toothpaste that you've used.
Hey, fraudcasters. Everyone knows that finding the perfect t-shirt can be such a challenge. I know I've always had problems with it, whether it was the fit or the quality. Luckily, the perfect t-shirt does exist, and you can find it at Skims, the maker of my perfect t-shirt bra. Now I have the perfect t-shirt to go with that bra. From either crop silhouettes to long sleeve layering tees, there's a style for everyone. My cotton jersey t-shirt is now a wardrobe staple for me. I reach for it almost every day, and the fit is so perfect because it snatches me right in at the waist. I've washed it a million times, and it's held its shape really well. It fits like a dream. I absolutely love it. And honestly, you guys, I thought, like, okay, this shirt is going to be too small for me, and it's not going to fit right, and all the bulges are going to show. But it doesn't at all. I put it on and it magically stretches to fit me perfectly, and it holds all those bulges in. Every little but last bulge that I have is all held in, and it looks fantastic. I absolutely love it, and it is super, super comfortable, and it is one of my new favorite t-shirts. You can shop the Skims t-shirt collection at skims.com, now available in sizes extra, extra small up to 4X.
And if you haven't yet, be sure to let them know that we sent you. After you place your order, select podcast in the survey and select our show in the drop-down menu.
Anyway, sorry. Oh, I am I'm drifting us off course.
Oh, gee, that never happens.
To deflect to deflect from Ximena and fucking Mike and So when did this happen? Because I'm still stuck on a clip I saw of Usman and his not girlfriend
boning. The one of them boning last night. This week's episode. Yes.
I mean, like, she has been begging to test drive this Tesla since she's gotten there.
Literally begging. Literally saying, please, please, please. Here's a PS5. Please fuck me. Why would you have sex with me?
Oh, for a PS5?
Remember, I mean, she gave him a PS5 and a MacBook.
Oh shit, he should have given it up that time. That PS5? I'd be like, this is hard to get. This is harder to get than you. What the hell? How'd she get a PS5? Anyways. No, you shouldn't have to give it up because you've been given gifts. That's not what it is. But
completely we're no. we do not endorse that.
No. We don't endorse that. But if someone gives you a PS5, I mean, at least the locks might unlock in just a little bit, you know. Dedication.
I mean,
so does she have the same look in her eyes as Lisa?
Oh God, it's worse. It's worse. And then, like, whatever, 2 weeks ago, I don't know. I'm all confused because we didn't have a week because of the Super Bowl and everything else. So
right,
I'm not sure what happened when or whatever, but yeah, she was begging him and then he said no. And then she's like, well, my son's not going to like that. And then she did like, what? Like, why is...
Wait a minute. Yeah, I know. I was like, wait a minute.
Where did that come from? Like, that had nothing to do with anything.
Your son's not going to like that. Like, what is he messaging her? Like, mom, you need to get that pipe. If you don't get that pipe, don't come home. Like, what?
Oh my God. Don't come home.
Don't come home.
I need a new daddy.
Don't understand, man. Like, I don't understand.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't. So that happened. She rode the pony. And we had entirely too much on camera of it. And then I'm just, okay. So that happened. What else happened? Oh, Ella and Johnny, she set the stage, the whole staged breakup thing, that whole plot point that the producers are pushing. She set that stage.
What?
Remember? So when she was like, well, if you don't, we don't do this. Let me back up. My brain.
Rewind.
My brain. I have to catch you guys up to what's happening inside my brain. The word that I'd gotten out of the tell-all was she gets eviscerated for cheating on Johnny. But then she says that because what had happened, she goes to a party, like it's her birthday party or something, and she like accidentally trips and falls on a penis.
Right.
And she gets eviscerated for it, but then she tries to say like something like, and this came out of I don't know. So how I know some of this, I can't, obviously disclose, but there's some word about producers pushing this storyline and whether or not she actually did trip and fall on the penis. And then she tries to say, well, she and Johnny were broken up for the night. Like she preemptively broke up with him because she like anticipated tripping and falling and accidentally slipping. and what we kind of saw last night on this week's episode was her setting that stage, right? Like if you don't come in, then maybe we need to have an open relationship if you're not gonna, whatever. So I feel like that was her setting the stage for that storyline that we're gonna get. And
gotcha.
Yeah. because, you know, and there is a lot of producer, you know, like, let's pretend. And I don't know what is actually true and what actually is her, is the producers, or it could be both. I mean, it could, you know what I mean? I don't know, like, did she really break up? Or is she just saying that? Or did she say, I mean, did she actually break up? Or is it producer driven and they're just pretending? Like, I don't know. But I don't care enough to find out because I'm so don't give a shit about any of these people. I started off the season so hopeful too. God, it always happens. Always.
You always start always. Out really hopeful. I'm like, I don't know how you keep that momentum.
I don't know. My memory must just switch
it's
off.
Like having a kid, you're like, that didn't hurt at all.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. This season, last season didn't hurt at all.
It didn't hurt at all. Let's just fucking do it again.
So we're gonna see. That's supposed to be, you know, the big tell all,
right?
Is the entire cast coming down on her for that situation? I hope they come down on Ximena, but all this stuff just came out and
that's already been,
they've already filmed the tell-all. Uh-huh. So the other thing that's going to be a fucking shit show dumpster fire is the Gino and Jasmine nonsense, but last I heard, Lindsay was not going to participate in the tell all, but I don't know if that's still the most recent decision.
Oh, interesting.
She was flip flopping whether or not she was going to actually participate. Last I heard, she was not, but you know, I don't know. Lindsay being the recipient of those text messages that Gino sent her, and then, of Jasmine, and then she had conversations with Jasmine. Although evidence is nil that Lindsay actually sent it to anybody else. That's like what Jasmine's putting out there now. It's like, oh, she gave him to my job and that's how I got fired. And of course, Lindsay denies ever sending anything. I haven't seen any evidence that shows it, but that's something that happened. If anything got sent to anybody, I would say it's Gino. The Senate, not somebody Gino sent it to, but I don't believe that it actually happened to begin with, because I don't believe anything out of Jasmine's mouth. She's been proven liar over and over and over. So, that's that. Hamza, Hazma, and Tennessee. I can't even watch those because I know that they've gotten married and have a baby now, and we're going to see them unhappily ever after. So it's like whatever's happening now, I just can't be bothered to pay attention. Kind of the same with Usman and Queen Kimberly.
Kimberly.
Queen, my Queen Kimberly.
Kimberly.
Because that whole thing is bullshit. Like, you don't go from just like not wanting to hold hands or kiss this person to all of a sudden banging them and wanting to, like, okay,
that is the 90 day magic.
That's true. Yeah.
They're banging against the wall. I mean, like, the story plot wise,
I'm like, I don't want to see him banging her up against a wall.
And then like this like magic breakdown of barriers happen overnight.
Right, right.
And the next episode, yeah, they're.
Yeah, every time.
It's always how it is. And it's always around that like episode that's just before the tell-all kind of shit. It's like, okay, yep. Well, finally, when they've probably been banging the whole time. You know what I mean?
Well, they're on Happily Ever After also. They were spotted filming in Nigeria.
I wonder how Lisa feels about that.
She's posted a couple times and I reposted something because I just thought it was fucking hilarious. And I'm like, are these two dusty ass bitches like really fighting each other in the comments in someone's Instagram post over Usman?
Did you see the smile on her face after?
It was something like Lisa said something along the lines of like, yeah, I already got the yam and I didn't need to.
Oh my God.
I didn't need a no PlayStation or MacBook Pro to need it on. It was, and I was like, these women, are these really?
Oh my God. No, but they did approach it differently. Like Lisa went down there and was just like, we're doing it and there will be no condom use.
Right.
And then this one is like, here's a PlayStation. Please hold my hand.
I'm begging you.
But he also changed a little bit too, right? Maybe he was like, maybe I should, you know, jump right in.
Maybe he does want to get to the US. I don't know. Who cares? I don't know. But they're going to be unhappily. What else we got? Who else? Everybody's going to be unhappily and we don't care. God. Oh, you know what else we saw is Paul and Creaney. Paul's been posting interesting things on Instagram. I don't know if anybody's noticed.
Not caught any of it.
He's like back to trying to do cameos. He's just him. He's talking about being a single father. No sign of Creaney anywhere in his stuff. So there's that.
What do you think that means?
What do I think that means? Well,
right.
I
because Creaney has posted something too, but it was just her in makeup. Wasn't anything crazy.
I suspect that they maybe finally really did break up, but I don't know. I mean, it's hard to know because, you know, they're always doing this, right? Mm-hmm. So
I guess we'll know for sure one day.
Yeah.
It's a little hard with them because they do go these spurts of like, mm-hmm. we're separating.
Right.
Wait, we're staying together. We're separating. Mm-hmm. You know, Creaney likes Cocoa Puffs. I'm mm-hmm. the only responsible one. or whatever, you mm-hmm. know what I mean? Whatever the case might be.
Right.
So it's a little hard.
It's a little hard. How is it that if everybody we've seen leaked from OnlyFans that Paul would be the least little most impressive of everything that we've seen? Who would have thought?
Wait, you've seen Paul's OnlyFans?
All the leaked videos of him and Creaney having sex.
I have avoided it like the plague.
That was a long time ago.
I've worn my social media leak mask. Okay.
That was a long time ago when all of these pictures have been.
I might have seen it. Maybe. Yeah. I mean,
there's videos.
I guess it just doesn't faze me.
Yeah. Suddenly it reminded me of the fact that.
If I remember correctly, it probably wasn't. Maybe we just blocked the trauma.
Yeah. But Paul was surprisingly not unimpressive. Like, I'm not going to go out there and be like, oh, Paul's got this really big dick because.
Oh, you're talking about his peepee?
Yes.
Oh.
What did you think I was talking about?
I don't know the content.
Well, I mean, they're having sex.
I felt like you were saying, like, I don't know, the content wasn't good or it was bad or.
Well, it was, but and then like, there's like a 10 minute long video of Creaney in the shower, like, you know, saucing her taco. So but in those videos, you get to see way more of Paul.
I mean, it was really enough want to see. It was enough to deliver the baby batter.
It certainly was
where it needed to go.
Yeah, I was just like, I'm not gonna like be like, oh, I'm impressed by Paul's penis, but
oh
you
my
know
God.
But
Paul's Paul.
Yeah, exactly. But I remember being like, huh, that's not what I would have expected. did.
No.
Compared to everybody else's that we've unfortunately seen. Mm-mm. Cole. Cole.
Cole? What? If someone was sick and seductive enough, they could have, like, instead of face off. That's all I'm saying. Anyways, that's all I'm saying. Or not, you
don't
are
put
not
it out that you just put that out there in the universe. And now, oh God,
it shall happen. I'm throwing it out there. It's going to come back to me 3 times.
Oh God,
make it good.
You're going to see too much wank in your face.
Make it good.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm trying to find the what is it, silver lining?
Yeah,
that all the pee-pee and the
booba. Brain bleach.
The pee-pee and the booba are out there now. I am happy though that like the OnlyFans like wave of 90 day folks with it has kind of chilled down. Like no one cares anymore.
Right.
Like it's almost an expectation. It's like, hey, welcome. Instead of seeing their.
Here's your OnlyFans contract. Well, along with your social media writer.
Instead of the, what was it? The shit. What was the other site that they were trying to push where they did? Oh, Cameo. Mm-hmm. Instead of like, you know, them jumping on Cameo before their episode airs, they're on OnlyFans now.
Right.
Right. Like mm-hmm. It's how it goes.
That's how it goes. Yeah.
Anyways,
it's kind of died down, thank God. I think Stephanie's still pushing her unfiltered that she started. So not Stephanie that's seen the juice, but Stephanie of
yeah, I mean she has a legitimate claim. I mean she started a platform or whatever, but
right. Hers and she'd been doing that for years prior to
right, Monday. Like if anything, she made people go, oh, I can do that. Mm. Oh, I can do that, huh? Okay, I'm there for it.
And survive and be fine. I mean, I don't want to see any more people. I mean, if people want to do it, that's, you know, more power to you. I'm you know, obviously very pro sex work.
I get the stop leaking stuff. But like, yeah. I know that it's like crazy that someone is doing it, but it's like, just stop leaking stuff.
It's
not even like,
let them get paid for it, you know. Like,
it's not even like I don't want to like see it or whatever, because curiosity will always be with, you know, human
but then
nature.
Pay for it.
But like, go pay for it, I guess, if you want to see it.
Right,
go support them, because when their 10 grand for their season is gone, they're gonna need that titty money. Like
the titty money. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Pee pee and booba money. People say, why booba? Like, you can't say, I mean, like, some people ban breasts in the Twitch chat.
Oh, yeah.
So we all say booba instead. Oh, okay. I'm not talking about the drink.
What's booba? A drink. Booba. I've been hanging out on TikTok lately. And
oh, you poor thing.
I know. And there's a lot of stuff you can't say over there. So I've been getting, you know, lessons and all of these other alternative words for things.
Have you been getting disciplined?
I have not been getting disciplined. I have not had anything, any content pulled.
Oh my God.
No, that's not true. I can't say that's 100% true. I had a content. I did have one post pulled for violation of community standards. And that was when I posted my, one of my glow in the dark resin penises, the lights up.
Yeah,
as like artwork that I finished, and they're like, no, this is a violation of community standards. So I can't say that I'm strike free over there, unfortunately.
Yeah,
I would think everywhere I go, I guess I've been
cloned in the dark.
Violating community standards.
I'm done with you.
Violating community standards wherever I go.
Yeah. I'm sorry, it's funny.
It kind of is. Oh, making inappropriate jokes.
And they're just like, TikTok is not for adults. Adults get on there, they're like, dicks.
boobies.
Rephrased the internet TikTok.
Yams. Yams for dinner.
Oh my God. I can't.
Oh God. Now we, what show are we even talking about? I don't even know, you guys. I'm sorry. This episode sucks. And I'm sorry because the show this week sucks. And there's just nothing to talk about. And I'm just over every single one of them. And we already know what's happening. Like half these people are on Happily Ever After. And
well, this is usually what happens anyway. Like we get to a point at the end where we can kind of guess it's fine. We're there. That's where we are.
Mm-hmm. We're done. and yeah, so I've been binging Love is Blind. Season 2 is out on Netflix. For those of you guys who are Love is Blind fans, this season it's in Chicago and they've done two sets of episode drops. So like the first one had like 4 episodes and the second drop had like another, you know, couple episodes. And I guess now we still have the weddings to come to happen.
Oh, nice. I have not been watching, so I have unfortunately no commentary for that, but
okay.
I'm trying to get people that I know to watch it and they're horrified at how much trash TV I have consumed in my lifetime. And they're like, are you okay? I'm like, no, you don't understand. You have to watch like season 1 to understand like Too Hot to Handle. People like had no clue.
I finally finished the season 3 of that.
I have not. I mean, it's the same formula.
Oh, it is. But it's just, so much
they
fun.
They just get a little bit more. I want to see the 90 Day folks on that.
On Too Hot to Handle?
Yes.
Oh, that would be fun. I enjoyed that one. That's the one. That's also on Netflix, you guys. And that's the one where they put all these like really hot people who only want to have sex and not anything else together on an island. And they all think it's like this like party paradise, like summer thing or whatever. And then they tell them like, oh, you can't. You this is this amount of money, and anytime you break the rules, you can't have any like sexual contact, and people try to date, you have to form meaningful connections, and it's just hilarious. It's awesome. I love watching it. So that one's fun. I started watching Love is Blind Brazil.
I did the first episode of that one, and the lip sync drove me nuts.
Well, what I had to do is I had to turn that off. So I just listened to it in Portuguese because I couldn't handle the dubbing on top of it, but I have the closed captioning on.
Oh, that, yeah, that's subtitles. That's how I have to do it. I was going mad.
I tried to, I couldn't even get through the first episode like that. I had to turn off the English dubbing. I could only like watching it, like having the subtitles was perfect. So I'm several episodes deep into that. I think there's a Love is Blind Japan, which is going to be like, I want to see that one.
There's going to be a Love is Blind Japan.
I think I saw it on Netflix when I was scrolling last night.
They're not going to do shit.
About like getting, well,
could you imagine? Like, okay, so culturally, remember we talked about I wonder if it's going to make them make that first move. Like, are they going to find comfort in not having to do the whole courtship thing?
Well, because they're doing it really, culturally, that would be fascinating since their culture of dating is different. I mean, they're kind of like it would support their culture, would. Sort of support this.
Yeah, I'm there for concept. That. I would watch that one.
Yeah.
Because you know what? If there was a Japanese Too Hot to Handle, and I'm not saying that all Japanese people are wholesome or whatever, but they would all win money.
Because they'd be like, yeah, this is what we do normally.
That's easy. I don't have to have sex. Let's just talk. They'd be like, this is the most boring season of this shit ever.
I was scrolling through Discovery Plus, and I don't know who's in charge of buying shows there, but there are so many shows on there now that are all these weird dating things like Secret Crush and Can't Lie and like all of these ones like this. And I am, oh, like, okay, because there's like the Love Off the Grid and then all of these other variations on all of these dating shows. And so I haven't gotten to that because, you know, I'm saying with the high class Netflix stuff right now, not right. Discovery, whatever. Crud Discovery is scraping up to buy. But so yeah, there's plenty of trash TV out there. And watch Love is Blind because that shit was fun. to
watch. I will get to it.
Yeah.
I'll get to it.
Yeah.
At some point.
Yeah. And I think that's all we have. That's it. That's
I think
it.
We've tortured them enough.
I know. I'm sorry, you guys. Sorry, not sorry. Okay. Thanks for tuning in. Bye.
Hey, fraudcasters. You know, I used to find bras to be so uncomfortable and constricting. They were the first thing to take off when I got home. But Skims has changed all that. You guys know I love my Skims Fits Everybody t-shirt bras. I own them in just about every shade now. I wear them every single day when I leave the house. And they are completely worth the hype for the amazing shape and support they give. But what I was not expecting from them was how comfortable they are. Even the underwire bras that I wear all day, I barely even notice. Definitely not the first thing I take off when I come home anymore. Y'all, I'm a 36 double D and I've had a reduction and I've gone up and down and lost weight and gained weight and all the things. And the Fits Everybody t-shirt bra, I swear, fits me the best. I finally found a t-shirt bra that I can wear. But not only that, it is the best bra that I own. It holds the girls in so well. And let me just say, Hetero Life Mate really appreciates these bras too. Shop Skims bras at skims.com. Now available in 62 sizes from a 30A to a 46H. Plus, get free shipping on orders over $75. And if you haven't yet, please be sure to let them know that we sent you. After you place your order, select podcast in the survey and select our show, The Fraudcast, in the drop-down menu that follows.